The following WCBM program has been pre-recorded at this time.
The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, we're back with the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We're pre-recorded today, folks. No calls. Robin and I are getting married in a few hours up in Deep Creek Lake. We don't know if it's snowing there today or not, but because we're recording the show more than a week in advance. But we do have some great guests we'd hope you'd stay and listen to. And one of them is Bill Miles, the advocate for the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Talk a little bit about the General Assembly, but more so talking about goose hunting. And we're doing that with Tom Slavin from the Upper Bay Gun Club and Victoria Jones, also with the Upper Bay Gun Club and the Sisterhood of the Outdoors. And we'll talk a little bit more about Sisterhood of the Outdoors later. So, I know what they asked during the break. They asked, how do I listen to the podcast? And maybe some of you don't know how to listen to the podcast. Maybe you don't know how to hear this show live every Saturday from 5 to 7. Let's talk about that first. There's a couple of different ways. You can go to some of the radio apps. One of them is called TuneIn, and you can load that on your phone or in your computer. Or you can go to WCBM.com and download the WCBM.com app, which is a lot of people listen. We got people listening in New Zealand. We got people listening in Virginia, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, all over the country listening to the Outdoors and Radio Show. And some of these people have found us online somehow. Some of them have lived here in Maryland and moved somewhere else. But that's the way you listen to the show live, WCBM.com. You put that on your phone and you can listen, you know, from 5 to 7 live every Saturday. Now, the podcast, that usually goes online about middle of next week. So this being the 16th, that show will go on right before Christmas, maybe the 21st or something like that, 5-6 days down the road. And you can find that on WCBM.com. But only about a month's worth of podcasts stay on WCBM.com. But if you go to EllisOutdoors.com, that's my website, www.EllisOutdoors.com, you can listen to podcasts back for years if you want to. And that's the way most people listen, is on ellisoutdoors.com. If you want to send me an email, it's Ellis, my last name, at ellisoutdoors.com. You know, that's pretty much it. So to answer all y'all's question, here in the studio, that's how you listen to the podcast, ellisoutdoors.com or WCBM.com. And the podcast is the entire show. All the breaks are, you know, all the commercials are in, everything else. You just hear the whole show, all the calls. It's not edited. They just take it right off the in-studio recorder here called the Skimmer and put it right up on our website. So it's all good. So, guys and gals, what are we talking about this hour? What do you want to talk about? Mr. Slavin.
I'd like to talk about the apprentice program.
Okay. That's a great subject.
Now, I'm not sure, but I think that was just introduced this year.
It was. In our General Assembly, I think the apprentice program has probably lived a couple of lives in the General Assembly until its passage this year. It was rejected for a couple of years in a row, I believe, Bill, if that's right, two or three maybe. But this year it was introduced, didn't seem to be any opposition to it, and Maryland Hunting Coalition supported it, kind of helped with it a little bit, and the bill passed. And Bill, you want to explain the Hunter Apprentice Program?
Well, how it existed prior to its enactment, effective October the 1st of this year,
right,
was that if you were born prior to 1972, you were grandfathered in to get a hunting license without taking a hunter safety course. After 1972, you had to have a hunter safety course to be ordered to be able to buy a hunting license here in Maryland. Well, you know, we're having a recruitment problem of the next generation, the youth of today, to have access to the outdoors, because it just seems to be, with all the handheld electronic devices and the non-interest of their parents and whatnot, they're just really not a strong recruitment effort of the youth of tomorrow to go hunting.
I just wanted to say that I saw this just yesterday or today. There's a study out that says the average youngster spends less than 1 hour outdoors a day. One.
The rest of my case.
Yeah, simple.
It's not good, because you got to remember, all wildlife management in Maryland, in America, is underwritten by hunting license fees.
Exactly.
And federal matching dollars from Pittman Robertson.
Right.
So fewer license fees, fewer dollars for wildlife management.
Right.
Okay.
Same way with fisheries.
Yeah. And I mean, most people think that wildlife management is underwritten by taxpayers in general, and it's just not true. It's 100% funded by hunting license fees.
That's right.
So as we see those dollars reduced, the demands for wildlife management are going up.
Right.
And there's that disconnect.
Sure.
So you throw in there this recruitment problem, and you're looking down the road to fewer and fewer dollars for wildlife management, which is not good.
Well, what that means is, if we need a bear study in the five western counties,
and it's
$15,000.
Or the Ungava Peninsula, to go up there and find out how the goose hatches.
Yeah, the trips to the Ungava Peninsula, and you know the winter aerial studies of waterfowl. I mean, all that requires money. Reinforcements, another thing too. You know, we fought like hell. The coalition did with the budget committee this past year to keep the DNR helicopter in the air.
No question.
They introduced it in September. Along comes the budget committee in April, and it's gone.
Gone.
Gone. Done.
So what did we do? The Hunting Coalition went behind the scenes with the budget committees and the Department of Legislative Services, the staff agency of the legislature, recommended that the $500,000 in general fund for the helicopter be rejected. And the House said, okay, no $500,000. The Senate we went to and got them to say no to the House decision and include the $500,000. Well, it went to Budget Conference Committee, and the way it came out, it said this, that the General Assembly authorizes the executive branch to find any money within special funds, meaning anything that are not general funds, like, you know, your tax dollars. They punted in a lot of ways, but nonetheless, they left the door open for the executive branch to be creative with special fund dollars to keep the helicopter in the air, and that's what they did.
And we actually went and found a couple sources that they could have used.
Well, we tried.
Well, we did. But at the end of the day...
And I feel pretty good about this, Alan. At the end of the day, if the Maryland Hunting Coalition had not intervened how we did and when we did in ways that we don't talk about...
Right.
Okay? The DNR would not have that helicopter today for the natural resources police.
And it's mentioned in every other press release when they find somebody poaching, or they're doing some type of aerial survey. I mean, they use that helicopter extensively for DNR duty.
Well, I mean, you have to enforce the laws. There's a lot of bad guys out there.
There are. You're right about that. So, all right. So, back to the apprentice program.
So, the idea about recruitment. A lot of states are doing this, and Maryland hadn't done it. We tried a couple of years, but it's never really been a real strong issue. But this past session, we were approached, as well as others, to say, look, we need to do something more about trying to abdicate this 1972 point about hunting license fees, the hunter safety course. And the idea was, okay, well, an apprenticeship program would basically allow for 1 year only, one hunting season, for an individual to take an online class and pass certain requirements online, be accompanied by an adult with a hunting license, and they could go out for 1 year in their life and see whether or not hunting is good for them.
Try before you buy.
That's exactly what it is. And
test drive. Give hunting a test drive.
And it was bottled up in the Senate. And for whatever reason, the committee that oversees hunting issues is really dominated by the urban mindset. But we were successful with others in getting that bill out of the Senate, and the governor signed it. And a lot of kudos go to Delegate Herb McMillan.
Right.
who led the charge, and Delegate Herb McMillan from Anne Arundel County. If anybody's out there listening, you really need to call and thank him for his leadership on punching the apprentice bill through, because he was the key sponsor.
Exactly. Now, this bill was not without opposition from the hunting education folks, the NRP-run program, the regular hunter safety instructors. They were a little concerned that there would be some safety issues. And, you know, I guess somebody assured them that there wouldn't be. You know, the online part of the course where they don't have to do the live fire or the carry or the safety type of thing. But isn't that partly a parent's or a mentor's responsibility to teach those things? I mean, I know my grandson went through the hunter safety course, but when it comes to unloading your gun before you get out of the tree, or, you know, putting it on a haul line before you haul it up in a tree, or wearing your safety harness, that's Pa's responsibility to make sure that's done when that boy's in the stand.
No question. I mean, the only time my father ever slapped me in the face, ever, as a child, was when I was about, probably 5 or 6, and he took me out to shoot a .22 some cans when I was out in Kansas.
Right.
And when we were putting the gun away, I waved the gun across his face.
That's not good.
And he slapped me so hard, I went over, and he got up, and he explained to me what I had just done. And I can tell you this day, you know, never have I ever pointed an empty gun at anybody, even at a foot.
Right.
So, I mean, that is a responsibility. But those groups did have a valid concern about the hunter safety course, about the firearms.
Sure they did, yeah.
But, you know, we argued that recruitment is so vital to the future of hunting in Maryland.
It is.
That, you know, we really need to look more at that, you know, and trust to the good judgment of the overseer, being the 18-year-old person or older with the hunting license. And, you know, if it proves not to be a good program, the General Assembly can always repeal it.
Sure they can.
But for recruitment purposes and the intent behind it, we felt we should still push on despite those legitimate concerns. And we were successful.
Robin and I started another organization called – or another business called Bucks-Bears-Stags, which is a measuring program for Maryland white-tailed deer, black bears, which has never been done before, and Sitka deer stags, okay? We have not an apprentice, but a novice division to get youngsters, oldsters, anybody who's never hunted before. If they take a deer, we're not going to give them a minimum requirement, but we'll recognize that apprentice, the apprentice license fee. I'm sorry, the apprentice license, you know, being available here in Maryland, and be able to put people in a record book that never ever would have had an opportunity to hunt without it.
That's a beautiful thing, Adam.
Yeah, I know it. So. Tom, did that answer your question?
It did. And, you know, to Bill's original point, too, that kids are spending less than an hour outdoors.
Right.
If we could somehow parlay that into take a kid hunting, or, you know, take a parent and their kid hunting, so that we can get more people involved in the outdoors.
Well, we've got a lot of things, we got a lot of challenges out there. The coalition does what it does. But, you know, hey, look, if we were better funded, we could do far much more, no question about it. And, you know, we talk about that. Nobody wants to spend money on hunting issues and things like that. I mean, you know, I got to have a $10 sticker with a duck on it for the back of my windshield, but I can't send a coalition $10 to defend our privileges in Annapolis, okay? But, and then I use a certain type of brand bow, so I got to put a sticker on my windshield, and that's $8. So there's $18 out of my hunting budget. And then I got to get a name brand mug to carry around my coffee in, and that's another $30. So there's $48 I couldn't possibly spare to send the coalition. And then I need another box of shells to go with my 14 boxes of shells I have now. So there's another $35. But by golly, I mean, I need that 14th box of shells.
Well, along with hunter education, we need to let the hunters know that the coalition is their voice, and we are important.
Exactly. Hey, who else is important? Well, that would be Chesapeake Outdoors, located on Kent Island. That's Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road. That's for sure. It's waterfowl season, and they do waterfowl picking. You need your ducks picked and your goose picked or breasted out, they can do it right there. You need a call, you want to try one out, the largest selection of all major brand calls in the area at Chesapeake Outdoors. Decoys, steel shot, gear, and camo by Bandit and Under Armour. A large selection of boots, hips, and waders. Yeti coolers. camo shotguns, crossbows, you name it, they've got it at Chesapeake Outdoors. Full service. They cut custom arrows. They do a little minor gunsmithing. They'll mount your scope up for you. They'll set your bow up, all of that at Chesapeake Outdoors. 39B exit, that's Dominion Road right there off Kent Island. Phone number 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. Let me tell you where you can buy a Browning. Now, we talked earlier about the Browning shotguns for waterfowl. I'm looking at four of them right here in front of me. The Gold Light 10-gauge. Now, that's nice. That's a semi-auto. It's a gas-operated semi-auto loader, 3.5-inch chamber, 10-gauge, Mossy Oak camo, ready to go. The Maxis, that is a power drive gas system that reduces recoil. That's an auto loader designed just for waterfowl hunting. It comes in 3 or 3.5-inch chambers, also in Mossy Oak camo. The world-famous BPS pump, available in all gauges, all even a 12- and 20-gauge rifled barrel deer models are available. That, again, comes in, you know, Mossy Oak camo. The beautiful thing about the BPS is it ejects the shells out the bottom, so you're not slamming somebody in the side of the head with the, you know, with your shotgun shells at the in the blind or the in the pit. Then there's the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Has what's called a kinematic drive system operated by the recoil, 100,000 round, 5-year guarantee. The A5 in beautiful Mossy Oak Shadow Grass Blades camo. All at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Your full line Browning dealer just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number 410-242-6108. 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. And we'll be right back after these messages. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but has some of the most delicious fresh-baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. I don't go through the fast food drive-thru when I'm on Route 50 heading to the deer stand or the duck blind. I'm patient, but my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of Rise Up coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery. And from 11 to 2, you can grab a tasty lunch, too. Dave and Gina Levy, your host, are trained chefs and strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think big donut or call 410-228-9111. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see me and Robin there. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass. Woo! Red Solo Cup.
Hey, we're back, everybody. We hope you enjoyed those commercial messages, and we do invite you to support our sponsors, that's for sure. Okay, we're with Tom Slavin, Upper Bay Gun Club, Victoria Jones, Upper Bay Gun Club, and Bill Miles from the Maryland Hunting Coalition. And we've had some interesting conversations off the air here that we can't share with you, but it's coming because we've got some things coming up in the General Assembly. And, you know, the way the coalition works is we do most of our work behind the scenes. We do a lot of work in those 3 months of the General Assembly, within the General Assembly, you know, testifying in front of committees and so forth. But a lot of the work is done now. A lot of the research is done. Bill, you've written what you call white papers on different subjects that take you hundreds of hours of research time. And, you know, we know that you and I talk just about every day. And you know, what the listener needs to know is that the coalition is 24/7, 365, not just the 90 days during the General Assembly. And, you know, we have a contract with you, and we just need the folks to support the coalition and the work that it does. And we've done some great work, and Bill here can testify to it. And, you know, you can go on our website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. That's mdhuntingcoalition.org. And we just opened the store, which means you can buy tickets to our upcoming benefit on March 31st. And, you know, you can look at the 3-for-1 raffle ticket package. You can look at the sponsorships. You can look at the couples tickets. You can look at the individual tickets. You can look at the underwriting if you'd like to underwrite something that we raffle off and get some publicity for your business. You can do that, too. You can always contact me through the website or just, you know, call me here. My name's on the Ellis Outdoors site, or you can email me ellis@ellisoutdoors.com for the coalition. So that's kind of the stuff we were talking about off the air, some stuff that's coming up that we can't exactly share right now, but we're working on at the highest levels of our government here in Maryland. So, right, guys?
Hey, Alan.
Yes, Tom.
How many licensed hunters are there in the state of Maryland?
About 80,000.
And how many members do we have currently in the Hunting Coalition?
About a little over 1,000, about 1,030.
That math doesn't work.
Correct. $1 per every licensed hunter for the coalition would fund us for a year.
What's it cost to become a member of the Maryland Hunting Coalition?
Zero.
That's crazy.
Well, Tom, I know. I know it's crazy, but, you know, we've always depended for 3 years. We've depended on the voluntary contributions of the hunters in the state of Maryland, you know, and the people, I think, when we do that, I think they feel that their money is well spent. Now, if we were to charge a $20 membership fee, those 1,000 members would probably drop to 200 or 300 maybe paid members. So what do we want to do? Do you want to get the message out of what we're doing and what the concerns are here in Maryland to 1,000 people, and that grows to, yeah, here's the thing that amazes me. We have 3,700 people follow us on Facebook, but only 1,000 members. So what is social media? Social media, I mean, you know, guys can sit back and they can throw grenades at us, or they can comment and they can agree with us and that type of thing. Sometimes they do spend a little money, which, you know, is all. There's only one paid person in this whole organization. The rest of us are all volunteers, as you well know. Okay? So the work that is done is, in my personal opinion, is very rewarding for me on a personal basis. Not on a financial basis, but on a personal basis. And that's one of the reasons I do what I do here. You know, the radio show's rewarding, the magazine's rewarding, the coalition's rewarding, and other things are rewarding. But the coalition has, you know, no financial gain for Alan, no financial gain for Bill Miles, so to speak, no financial gain for Tom Slavin, no financial gain for any of the other directors or advisors. And we have some of the best advisors in the state, too, all heads of organizations. So, but rather than get that far into it, to answer your question, we're supported by 100 volunteer money. But, I mean, you do social media.
Yes, I do.
And you use that as a means of communication to your members.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. But you have more people follow than are members.
Yes.
You have 60-some members or 65 members, but you have a couple of hundred people or 1,000.
I think on the last time I checked on the website or Facebook, we're like 7,000.
7,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, so waterfowl hunting is sexier than legislation.
Always. But yeah, without legislation, you wouldn't have waterfowl.
Well, well said. You know, I mean, we've got regulations and legislation.
I mean, just the strict liability, that has changed for some people, should be for all. You know, that law was very incriminating without even being...
it was strict liability.
Exactly.
There's bait in the field, and you're in the field, you're guilty.
Correct.
Whether you knew the bait was there or not.
Correct.
Whether there was actual bait there or not.
That's true.
I talked to a realtor the other day from Salisbury. I said, he said, what's the hunting coalition all about? I said, well, it's that. I said, you waterfowl? Yeah, I love the waterfowl. You ever hear the term strict liability? He goes, yeah, I did. I said, oh, I got busted, did you? He goes, yeah. I said, okay, what happened? He said, I got a call from the state's attorney's office. They couldn't prosecute me because of the new law that went into effect in 2015. So that makes it all worthwhile.
Absolutely. Right. I mean,
I said, of course, I'm going to hit you up for some, you know, for some money. He goes, yeah, please do. Call me. Let me know. You know, that type of thing. So,
well, and then
you saved him $20,000 or $30,000. Yeah.
You know, and then the poaching bill.
Poaching Restitution Act.
Yep.
Put the hammer down on poachers.
Which should be done. Nobody.
Right.
Nobody benefits or.
If you're convicted of stealing a deer from the landscape against the law, if you kill a deer illegally, that's the definition of poaching. And you know what? That was never defined before the Poaching Restitution Act. You're going to pay to replace that animal to the state and lose whatever part of that animal, you know, that you killed. Right. That's the game plan. So that's what's supposed to happen. Then there's 750 acres of open hunting down in southern Maryland that was closed, and the coalition went to work. That was the first project, got 750 acres of public land reopened to hunting. There's the strict liability. There's so many minor things that are parts of other things. You know, we stopped the commercial sale of venison. We stopped the 90-day slaughter season in the two southern counties, the deer season into March. Why? You know, just to execute a bunch of does and shedhead bucks. So, you know, there's been a lot of good in the last 3 years, I can tell you that. And we brought together the hunting community in our summits and so forth, and have seen a path forward to some legislation, just like we talked about the first hour with this, you know, this venison donation bill.
Yeah, I got involved very limitedly probably 3 years ago. And,
right.
I saw a need for myself to give back to the community and put some time in, and I think it's a great organization, and we need to have, and we should have, more members.
Well, I agree. 1,000%. But, you know, there's always haters out there. It doesn't matter what you do, okay? There's always haters on social media. And getting back to my point about 3,700 people follow the organization and 1,000 members, hey, folks, the newsletter's coming out next week. Why don't you join and get the newsletter? Or we need X dollars, 3,700 people, everybody send us 20 bucks, you know, and you get $200 or $100 or, you know, something like that. So social media, in my estimation, is good for getting the word out. But as far as a fundraising tool, I'm not sure that it's working that well. But it's making people aware of what we do, you know? So it's a tough thing to do. So,
well, a lot of people just don't understand the process.
That's true.
Okay, and I mean, you know, there's this assumption that what is right and fair prevails.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they sit back and go, well, you know, I should be able to hunt on Sundays, and I should not have to be charged with baiting. And if somebody kills a big deer, they should, you know, they should be responsible. Well, those are all good ideas. But, you know, what's right usually requires, unfortunately, in America, that right be backed up by law.
Right. Okay? You hear the old term, there ought to be a law.
Exactly. And we talk about regulations a lot, but all regulations are founded in the statute. There are no regulations without a statutory basis.
Right.
That's the nexus. And so, you know, the Hunting Coalition, like Tom said, and Tom and Victoria are great members of the coalition,
yes.
and they get it. But a lot of people just don't understand what has to be involved to get these laws on the books to protect what we feel are our traditional privileges to hunt and fish and mm-hmm. use our firearms. That's the issue. You've got to educate these people.
I'm going to recommend that anybody listening to this show today, when they get home from wherever, go to the Hunting Coalition website, not the Facebook page, the website, mdhuntingcoalition.org, and we have a little segment on there called Politics 101.
Right.
Politics, how a bill gets passed in Maryland. The system wasn't designed to pass a bunch of laws.
It's sausage making at its best. It really is a perfect analogy.
Basically, it's designed to amend laws that are already in the books or prevent frivolous laws from being passed.
Mainly to prevent any laws. It's so much easier to kill a bill than it is to pass a bill.
Now, that's true.
So, I mean, the process is designed to kill bills, which is a good thing.
Sure. We have 3,000 bills introduced every year. It's an insane amount.
It really is.
Yeah, an insane amount. So maybe we'll talk about that in a minute here. But let me tell you right now, folks, about Chesapeake Outdoors, the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Right there on Kent Island, that's at exit 39B, that's called Dominion Road. You get on 50, you cross the Bay Bridge, you go down there a little bit, about a couple miles, and you look for those exit numbers to go to 39 and then 39B, boom, you get off right there, go around the corner, go around the Exxon station, go right into the parking lot of Chesapeake Outdoors. Now, what's so great about Chesapeake Outdoors? Well, they got everything. They got everything for fishing, everything for hunting, for waterfowl. They've got the shotguns, of course. They got all the ammunition, the steel shot, the waterfowl calls, the decoys, the gear, the camo from Banded, which is a great brand, and Under Armour as well, a large selection of camo waders and hip boots and you know, field boots and things like that. But they also pick waterfowl. So if you kill your limited geese and you want them picked or you want them plucked or you want them breasted out, Chesapeake Outdoors. You drop them off, go pick them up later in the day, do a little shopping, wait around, go to lunch, whatever. They're going to pick your geese, breast your geese, pick your ducks, whatever you need done. They'll take care of it. Where is this great place again? Well, that's exit 39B, Dominion Road, right off Route 50 there in Kent Island. That phone number, 410-604-2500. It's a great place to go Christmas shopping, ladies. Just saying. Hey, let me tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, your full-line Browning dealer. Now, we talked a couple of times about the waterfowl guns, but look, a lot of people participate in shooting sports. They got the Browning Satori over and under. Beautiful, beautiful firearm. It's got five Invector DS choke tubes, a ported barrel, triple trigger system, Vector Pro lengthened forcing cones. It's available now in 20-gauge, too, 20- and 12-gauge models. And if you like an over-under for field hunting, for upland birds or even waterfowl, well, they've got a field model also available. That's the 725 Satori. Then there's a BT-99. Talked to a lady at the urologist the other day, and she said, you know what? I like to do trap shooting. Well, you know what? There's a great trap gun, the BT-99, the ideal competition shotgun for trap shooters of all ages. Again, Invector Plus choke tube system, chrome chambers, Vector Pro lengthened forcing combs, all those two firearms for the shotgun sports right here in Maryland. Tell you what, Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, located 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway Exit Number 9. Clyde and Bill Blamberg are the owners. They've been at it 60 years this year. They're celebrating their 60th anniversary. Phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. By the way, they had a great Browning ammunition to go with your firearms as well. We'll be right back after these messages.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Use some caution if you're going to be out early on this Saturday with the potential for some slick conditions on any untreated surfaces. Into the afternoon, it will be sunny, and the high today should hit 44 as winds pick up out of the southwest. Tonight, a clear sky with winds diminishing and an overnight low down to 29 degrees. There will be an increase in cloud cover to the afternoon on Sunday with a high close to 45 degrees. Then warmer weather to start off the work week with a cloudy sky on Monday and a high in the low 50s, then upper 50s by Tuesday. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800, 410-455-0800, Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Last night I heard this politician talking about his brand new mission. Liked this plan, but it came undone when it got around to goddamn guns. Well, I don't know how he grew up, but it sure wasn't down at the hunting club. 'Cause if it was, he'd understand just a little bit more about the working man. God and God.
All right. Get the flock out of here. We thought we'd give you a little surprise coming back. Bill had to step out for a minute. He might be back before the end of the show. But we've got Victoria and Victoria Jones and Tom Slavin here from Upper Bay Gun Club, and we talked a little bit about this the first hour. We'll talk about it and we'll end up with it in this hour. Victoria, women in hunting.
Yes.
Fastest growing segment of the hunting population are women.
Correct.
We need them. We need as many bodies in the field as possible. And, you know, women love to hunt. Believe it or not, they love to hunt. They like the adventure, the outdoors. And you talked at last hour about waterfowl in particular being a social event.
Yes.
Okay. First of all, let me say this about Victoria. Victoria is a par excellent waterfowl caller. She's involved in this organization called Sisterhood of the Outdoors, and she's a top-notch photographer of hunting scenes. You ought to see some of her stuff. Anyway, we'll talk about... Do you have a website?
I do not. Right now I have all of my my work on my Facebook page, or some of it anyway. And
what's your Facebook page?
It's my name, Victoria Jones.
Victoria Jones?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And some of it's on the Sisterhood page, and a little bit's on with the Hunting Coalition of the Maryland Hunting Corps.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. So, you're with the Sisterhood of the Outdoors, and their goal is to recruit as many women into the hunting field as possible.
Correct.
Okay. National organization.
National organization.
You're one of the coordinators here in Maryland.
Yes, I'm the actually the pro staff and field staff coordinator for the country.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know. I didn't know I was among the elite here today. But tell us, you got an event coming up in January. Talk a little bit about that, please.
We do. For the past several years, Tom and I have taken women hunting, waterfowl hunting. And we're expanding it a little bit this year. We're going to call this Women's Waterfowl Weekend. It's going to be a three-day event, January 4th, 5th, and 6th, where we're going to do we're going to have a three-day hunt, mm-hmm. a three-day waterfowl hunt, and we're going to provide free seminars to the ladies. We're going to do the seminars at Cabela's in Christiana. We're going to have a duck calling seminar by Christy Crawford from Shoot Like a Girl. I'm going to provide a goose calling seminar. Diane Sorrentino, captain from Beretta, mm-hmm. Team Beretta. She's going to provide shotgunning tips and seminar.
Nice.
Beretta's going to provide shotguns to the ladies to use during their hunt. Fiocchi's going to provide the shells. And we're going to show them a good time in the field. We're going to take them hunting.
That sounds great.
It's going to be a hunt plus an educational opportunity for all those women that have not been in the field
it's
yet.
It's a three-day deal.
Correct.
And there is a fee. I mean,
It's $650 for anybody that does not need lodging.
Okay.
Most meals are included. We're going to have dinner and lunch for pretty much every lady.
Sure.
If we have a deal set up.
I mean, if they want to go out for ice cream later, they're on their own, right?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. And we're going to have we have lodging included if they'd like at Christiana Hilton. They provided us a rate.
Okay.
So we'll be caravanning from the Hilton to our hunting locations in the morning every day.
Cecil County, Maryland.
Correct. Yep. We're hoping that it's a morning hunt. We have good success. And then the afternoons, if we have them free, we may go to a local gun range and do some additional shotgun shooting and some seminars in the field with the ladies.
Beautiful.
We've done rabbit hunting in the past.
We have done. We had successful rabbit hunting in the past.
We had Carol Sherrington, one of your members, on our cover in the fall issue.
Correct. Yeah, she was with us that day.
And you took that photo.
I did.
Exactly.
I did. Carol did a great job on that rabbit.
Yes, she did. Okay. 302-367-8207. Is for Women's Waterfowl Weekend. That's the phone number. That's Victoria Jones' phone number. And that number is 302-367-8207. And, Victoria will give you all the details.
And if you're interested in more hunting opportunities with us, it's go to sisterhoodoutdoors.com.
Right.
We provide 40 to 50 different hunting opportunities for women every year, from small game to all the way up to elk.
What's the website again?
Sisterhoodoutdoors.com.
Sisterhoodoutdoors.com. It's called Sisterhood of the Outdoors. But
correct.
It's Sisterhoodoutdoors.com is the
correct.
Website. Very good. Well, hopefully we'll get some ladies interested in this
appreciate
deal.
It.
How many can you accommodate?
I think up to 20, probably.
Wow.
We have several booked now, correct?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. So we have room. We'll make room.
We got a month.
We'll make room.
Yeah, Upper Bay Gun Club is very accommodating. That's for sure. No question
certainly.
About that. So and you got birds. That's the cool thing. You know, people are going to see birds. You're going to see wildlife activity. They might see foxes and hawks and ducks and snow geese and seagulls and short-necked snow geese is what we call those. but it's going to be a good time in the outdoors with people who are like-minded.
It will.
Yeah.
It will.
Any catfights in this organization? any friction between any members here?
No. I would tell you that it's very congenial. The women are really just looking forward to getting in a blind or getting out in the field, period, whether
right.
it be small game, big game. They want to learn. They want to have those experiences
right.
just like you all do.
Right.
And that's really what it's about, is the experiences and the memories that you take from those experiences.
Anybody that has ever mentored anyone in any kind of game hunting, for example, deer hunting, most common is what I'm familiar with, when that person pulls the trigger and drops an animal, whether it's my grandson or whether it's Laura, my adopted daughter, you know, and then the work starts, that's what cuts the mustard right there.
It's true.
When you field dress a deer and what that's all about. You know, the sights, the sounds, the smells, and all the mm-hmm. technicolor. It's quite an experience for people. And if they're good with that, they're good for anything.
Sure.
You know, they're good with the experience of the outdoors. So we, I'll tell you, it's been a fun show, guys. I mean, it really has. We've talked about a lot of things. Now, Tom.
Yes.
Anything you want to bring up? We got like 4 minutes.
I mean, we have 4 minutes?
About that, yeah.
We've embarked on some expanding some opportunities with Upper Bay Gun Club.
Okay, good.
We're doing sea duck hunts.
Nice. Okay.
So, our phone number's in the hunting quarterly.
Right. Well, why don't you give it out? Upper Bay Gun Club.
443-309-3788.
3788.
Or our website, upperbayegunclub.com.
Got it. 443-309-3788. I know we've you were a sponsor show for a while back, and I know some of our listeners were interested, and I think some of them actually joined, which was great. But if you're looking for a great place to hunt, I mean, I can highly recommend Upper Bay Gun Club, that's for sure. I've hunted a couple times with Jake, my grandson, and it's always been an enjoyable experience. Haven't always killed birds.
Hey, that would be a great Christmas present for...
That
Dad,
is, yeah,
or Mom,
or Bill.
Junior.
Or
well,
Bill.
I'm glad Bill brought up Christmas presents.
Okay,
we have the newly unveiled Upper Bay Gun Club hoodie.
Oh, okay.
That's we'll have them in stock
by Friday.
By Friday,
mm-hmm.
We have plenty of different sizes.
Sure,
and. You'll be able to go on to the website and order those directly.
Nice. Nice.
That's upperbaygunclub.com.
I like it, upperbaygunclub.com. That's nice. Okay. We're working on some merchandise, too, for Bucks, Bears, and Stags. Have you seen our logo?
I have.
It's a cool-looking logo, you know?
In fact, I think Tyler's going to enter his buck in that.
Your son killed it. How big is that buck?
It was a 9-point, and I think they rough scored it at 145.
145. Yeah. We'll get it officially scored for the Bucks Bears Stags recognition and go from there. BucksBearsStags.com. Bucks-Bears-Stags.com. We are a scoring enterprise focusing on deer management and the excellent whitetails that we have here in Maryland, sick of deer. It's all about conservation, and the profits are going to be shared with Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry and the Maryland Hunting Coalition. So that's always a good thing that you can enter your deer, your sick of deer, your bear, have it scored for the upcoming record book called Maryland's Finest. Yeah, we don't use the word trophy. We don't use the word contest. It's not a competition. You're out there in the field and you take a nice deer. You take a nice deer.
It's about the smile on your face.
About
at the end
smile
of the day.
On your face. I have a buddy who has Heartwood Outdoors. He said it's not about the size of the animal. It's the heart of the hunter. And ours is a little bit different than that. You know, it's not a contest out there. It may be a trophy in your heart, but we're not looking at it as a trophy. We just want to recognize you for the wildlife in Maryland for the excellent scientific deer management that we do here. So that's all good. So we're touting our organizations here. SisterhoodOutdoors.com, UpperBayGunClub.com, MDHuntingCoalition.org. You should have said that, Bill, MDHuntingCoalition.org. Go ahead.
You're the executive director, Alan, and you do a hell of a job.
Well, we hope so. Let's see what happens in this next session. I mean, we've had some pretty good victories so far. And we've had a few, not so successful. And, you know, but we keep trying. We keep coming back. It's not like we're giving up.
I think our biggest loss so far has been working with the Havre Grace Decoy Museum about the canvas back.
I think you're right.
But
General Assembly doesn't want to hear about another state symbol.
But in terms of, legislative victories, we're right there.
Oh, we're way ahead.
Yeah, we haven't really lost a major initiative loss.
No, you're
yet.
Right. You're right.
And, but again, you never know what's going to hit you. And there's a lot of controversial issues out there this year.
Yes, there are. There are people that want to wipe deer off the face of the earth. And
there's a war on deer.
There's absolutely a war on deer,
and we don't want to point the fingers, but those that are engaged in the war on deer know who they are.
Exactly.
And what they fail to understand is that white-tailed deer and sitka deer are a publicly owned resource. No one owns these deer.
Right.
And no one has a right to annihilate as many deer as they want to because the state says they can.
Right. Exactly right. So that's a little hint, a little insight that some of the things we're talking about. Deer management is big on the agenda. Go ahead, Tom.
Where are we at, hunting coalition-wise, on the swan issue?
There's
you and I, we've had quite a few conversations about swan.
Yeah, we talk about swan, yeah.
There's a genuine interest in the hunting community and within the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus to try to get Maryland to implement a very limited lottery-based swan hunting season.
Right.
And quite frankly, the state has the authority right now to do so. But you have to have basically a plan signed off on by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Right.
And I believe there are discussions right now to determine what criteria, if any, Maryland would have to comply with in order for them to secure approval.
Right.
So it wouldn't be a statutory thing, but as soon as, if it ever did manifest into a proposal by the state through DNR to allow a lottery-based thunder swan hunt, which our neighbors do in Virginia,
North Carolina.
North Carolina. There would be a lawmaker that would put a bill in to stop it. So that's what you have to kind of keep in mind. So before it ever advances, we have to make sure that all the dots are dotted and the T's are crossed. But I believe it is something that will be considered very soon.
Good. Awesome. Good. All right. And with that, we got to say adieu. Our music is starting to play, and it's time for us to say thank you to Tom Slavin, Victoria Jones, Bill Miles. Thanks for being here, guys.
And thanks for having us, Alan.
You're quite
thank
welcome.
You, Alan.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
you're welcome.
Alan,
you're welcome.
Always.
Yeah.
Good
now,
show, man.
Everybody, get out, stay out.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
everybody.
Christmas. Stay safe.